Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in Newcombe.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2025. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and pomo today. Our NZART AGM conference is happening in Lower Hutt next weekend. I look forward to seeing everyone there. NZART Council wishes to inform members that Sarah J. Morrow has resigned from her role, effective May 12th. Sarah has made the decision to pursue a different career path, and while her departure is met with regret, Council respects her choice and has accepted her resignation. NZART sincerely thanks Sarah for her contributions and dedication during her time with us. We extend our best wishes to her and all her future endeavours. We have had some inquiries from Australian Foundation level amateurs as to whether they are permitted to operate in New Zealand, and we are working with RSM on this. The update of the exam question bank is now at RSM, and the plan is that it will be discussed during the AGM. We are still on track to launch the members login area on the website, enabling logins to a brand new members area. Thanks goes to Rob Willis, ZL2WAL, and his team for the progress. Next year's Centennial NZART conference is being held in Auckland. We are now in the search for a branch to host the Association's 2027 conference. A call for expressions of interest will be made at our AGM next weekend. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. From the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20, advice of a mini, junk and car boot sale, along with a barbecue, on Saturday the 14th of June at 10 a.m. at their club rooms. They'll be accepting donations of equipment for sale at the mini junk sale, with all proceeds going to the club in support of club upgrades. If you have donations for the sale to be sold for club funds, please ensure you put them down at the club by Saturday the 8th of June for sorting. To the car boot sale, and if you want to sell your own equipment, they're offering a car boot sale option. It'll cost you $10 per car boot, payable on the day to the treasurer. The sales area will be in the car park beside the club rooms. Finally, to the barbecue, and the organisers say, don't eat breakfast, buy a sausage. Tea, coffee and other drinks will also be available. Remember, this is a cash-only event. Please bring small change if possible. So that's the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society Branch 20's mini junk and boot sale, plus barbecue, at their clubroom 65 Totara Road, Palmerston North, at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 10th of June. To Upper Hutt we head now and join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Pomaria, Jim. Kia ora tātou. Hello, everyone. As Daniel advised, Sarah Jane regrettably has resigned from NZART earlier this month. Sarah had a great aptitude for web-based technology and IT. She has therefore left to pursue a role more related in this field. I will miss her thinking outside the box and appreciate all her efforts in getting the new website online with Rob Wallace. I wish her well in her future role. Please do not use the admin@nzart email address, as this will be turned off at the end of June. To this end, the photo competition she advertised is still going ahead. However, please bear with me while I understand how this will work. I have received some very good photos, and the overall winner will be announced at the upcoming AGM in Lower Hutt at the end of this month. Yes, we are still accepting conference registrations. However, please do so by Wednesday the 28th of May, so we can make sure your needs are fully catered for. The NZART website members login area is not yet open to all members. the date will be announced at the AGM when members can start to log in. We will be doing this in batches, so members will receive an email to advise their login details. Once you have received this, you can log in. However, if you have not given me your correct email address, then we cannot set you up. I am pleased to advise that Kim Webb, ZL3BO, has offered to be the trustee for the special event call sign ZL100IARU. For more information, Kim's email is Kim Adele, that's Kim Adele, at extra.co.nz. Lastly, plans are well underway for a very exciting 2026 Centenary Conference to be held in Auckland at King's Birthday next year. Watch this space as we call for ideas on what you would like to see at this memorable marking of a milestone in NZART and amateur radio. If you have any ideas, please contact me directly to the usual email address, nzart@nzart.org.nz. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Ngā mihi nui, hei kia ora rā. Stay well until we speak again.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
When you're first starting out in amateur radio, you can't borrow confidence in getting on the air. But now in the UK, you can borrow something that's almost just as helpful. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us about a new program created especially to help hams under the age of 18 who are just starting their radio journeys.
The DMR project, launched recently by the Radio Society of Great Britain, is a way to provide opportunity and radio equipment for young new amateurs to become accustomed to making QSOs on a regular basis. The outreach team's new DMR kit contains DMR handheld transceivers and hotspots to borrow for up to 3 months at no cost. Accompanying the equipment, of course, is the opportunity to use it, and the RSGB's team will also be hosting regular scheduled youth nets to give as many participants as possible a good start. Licensed hams or school groups with at least one licensee are eligible to apply for use of the kit. Meanwhile, the Society is encouraging teachers to establish school clubs and to become amateurs themselves. Funding from the Radio Communications Foundation will cover the cost of up to 9 teachers' exams. Additional details are available at rsgb.org.uk. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Have you got a second? Well, it only takes a second, actually a few minutes, for our final story, which introduces an important new atomic clock that's been put to work at the official U.S. headquarters of timekeeping in Colorado. Here's Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Keep your eye on the clock, especially if you've been recording your QSOs like the rest of us in Coordinated Universal Time. A new atomic clock at the National Institute of Standards and Technology has been operating since April at NIST's Boulder, Colorado offices. It will soon have a bigger job as part of the group of timekeepers around the world that assist with calibrations of UTC. Known as NIST F4, the clock is still awaiting certification by the International Bureau of Weights and Measures before it can happen. Until then, its unprecedented precision is already hard at work defining the official time here in the United States. Its creators call it a fountain of precision because the cloud of cesium atoms inside the clock oscillate at a rate of more than 9 billion times per second, rising and falling in the same way water does in a fountain. Its resonant frequency is 9,192,631,770 hertz, to be precise. That is the frequency that sets the standard for all other clocks. If you want to see just how NIST F4 works, see the link in a YouTube video in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. Watching it will only take 3 minutes and 3 seconds of your time, more or less. This is Kent Peterson, KC0, DGY.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The GoQRP contest. It's a monthly contest held on the 40 and 80 meter bands, and you can work SSB, CW, QRP, QRPP, and even DX. The competition night, well, it's generally held on the last Saturday of the month, and this month is no exception. It's next Saturday, the 31st of May. Now, for more information on how to participate in the contest, go to the website www.qsl.net/ZL3PIE. The next GoQRP night, next Saturday, May the 31st, get out there and have some fun. Joining us tonight with Women's Amateur Radio News, it's welcome to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The NZYL group, which was previously the YRYL group, will have a get-together at the NZART conference venue, the Lower Hutt Event Centre, on Sunday the 1st of June, starting at 8:30 a.m. All ladies attending conference are welcome to come along to this meeting. There'll be no formalities, and it will be finished before the alternative program departs. Apologies for non-attendance, if you wish, can be sent to TopCZL2LS. We're hoping for a good attendance of interested ladies for a friendly time together while the OMs are attending the morning meetings they're interested in. A reminder that TopCZL2LS would love to receive some contributions from YLs for the Bulletin magazine. A few lines about something of interest you've done or been involved in with a photo would be great. And contact addresses for NZYL Group can be found inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. That's all from the NZYL Group this month. Jim, good night, everyone.
And thank you, Rosemary. Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO, reporting for the NZART-YL Group. To NZART Conference 2025, and the Conference Committee invites you to the 2025 NZART Conference being held next weekend at the Lower Hutt Event Centre, 30 Langs Road in Lower Hutt. Please register at conference2025.nzart.org.nz. The full registration fee for conference is $265. Details for partial registrations are available on the registration page. Looking to the technical program, Saturday will be the NZART Annual General Meeting, followed by a hidden transmitter hunt on foot in the area around the venue. So bring along your VHF direction finding gear. On the Sunday, the day will start with the NZYL and Old Timers meetings, followed by the AREC Forum. The rest of the day will be an entertaining series of talks by a range of interesting people, ranging from a practical antenna building demonstration to disaster communications to ideas for growing your radio club. To the alternative program, and Saturday will cover sites and activities around Wellington. These will include a small farmer's market and some fun with beads. On returning to Lower Hutt, you'll have the choice of going to the Douse Gallery or participating in the hidden transmitter hunt. On Sunday, the group will travel back in time along the Kapiti Coast, including Wellington's Tramway Museum, with an opportunity to ride the trams and then lunch overlooking the Otaki River. To the evening entertainment, and the Saturday dinner will be held in the Lower Hutt Town Hall with a mystery entertainer. Sunday evening will be an informal dinner held at the Angus Inn. Now, if you wish to contact the conference committee, drop an email to conference2025@nzart.org.nz. conference2025@nzart.org.nz. And that update tonight from Lynn ZL2LKW, the conference coordinator. Finally, in tonight's broadcast lineup, we join Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, for Branch News.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just a few items tonight. And we start with Wellington Branch 50, where there is a junk sale on Sunday the 8th of June at the QTH of Bernard ZL2BD at 1 Winsley Terrace in Churton Park from 1:30pm to 4pm. All are welcome. Now there are some sale conditions, so have a look at the club newsletter or website for information. Down to Nelson Branch 26, and the next meeting is on Wednesday, June the 18th. And this is a general club meeting with an NZART conference report plus a homebrew night in QRP with Eric ZOD2BMI. Across to Marlborough Branch 22 NZART, where June will be a WinLink setup night. This is a working meeting to help set up members' laptops and demonstrate the use of the program. And finally to Otago Branch 30 NZART, where meetings are held on Wednesdays at the clubrooms in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On the 4th of June, ZL4YA will talk about radiation resistance. On the 18th of June, ZL4MD will talk about antennas, and this is part 2 and it's slightly more technical. And on the 25th of June, it will be the annual general meeting of the branch. Well, Jim, that's all from me. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And before we go tonight, advance notice of the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club Radio and Electronic Market Day. Yes, on Saturday the 30th of August at the Gordonton Hall in Gordonton. Again, that's Saturday the 30th of August. Full details on next month's broadcast. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 29th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for May 2025. Good night, everyone. Good night now.